You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you don't know what the Hosting Hotline is, I'm going to tell you. Head on over to thanksforvisiting.me. In the upper right-hand corner is a red button that says Ask TFE. You click that button, you can record your question, and we'll air it on the show. We'll chat about it. And if it's a question that you've been having in your mind, believe us, our listeners want to know some thoughts behind it too. So get your questions answered, help us create content on this podcast, and get involved. With that, we've got a great question that we hope inspires all of us to level up.
Hey there. I was just curious, when you first started, if you joined a group to learn how to do more stuff with short-term rentals, did you just start from scratch and figure it out on your way? I want to eliminate as much as possible. I've been studying a lot of Mike Shogren's group, and he's one of the top guys, obviously, that I follow. And I love your material. And I was just had some questions like how you got started. Do you co-host? How long have you been doing it? Where do you see things going? Is there a market you're really paying attention to? Things you're avoiding?
Good question, Bobby. And we want to unpack this. So Annette, can I interview you real quick?
Yeah.
I'll ask you Bobby's question. Okay. So how did you get started? How did you tackle your first short-term rental, and do you learn from someone?
Two things. I started from scratch, but I quickly realized I needed some help. And I was super fortunate that the Airbnb open was happening. I think right after I opened, I can't remember. This is the last Airbnb open that...
Can you do two things? What year was this and what is an Airbnb open?
I think it was 2018. An Airbnb open was this giant convention, if you will, that Airbnb put on. They actually shut down like every theater in a good way. They rented out every theater in downtown LA. They like, you guys, Lady Gaga performed. Yes. Like what was happening here? So they never did it again, probably because they spent a ton of money. But what I want to say from that, I started from scratch. I knew nothing. I would made countless mistakes going to that event and investing in that event. I remember I slept on my friend Brad's couch. Thank you, Brad, and his lovely wife let me sleep on their couch because they lived nearby. But that event was so eye-opening for me, and it really changed everything I thought about Airbnb. I met hosts from all over the world, and like, let me tell you the one takeaway from that event. I did not have instant booking on when I went to that event, and like, every host there basically like, oh, aren't you cute? Oh, aren't you cute? Because I was scared to turn on instant booking. And they were like, do you understand what you're doing to yourself? Like, it was like getting around other hosts like that. That was my first taste of, oh my gosh, there's so many other people out here that are doing this and doing it well, and I can learn from them. But when I left that event, then I was back on my own, because back then it was really just like their the Airbnb like host board. And it was like you would go on there and things hadn't been, the threads hadn't been
attended to
in like years. And you're like, you're not really talking. It was everybody just kind of throwing their thoughts out there, but no real back and forth. And then I didn't feel connected again until I met Sarah at the at city council meeting. But I was completely from scratch. I wasn't really a Facebook user, so I don't know if groups, I never even looked outside of my sphere for help, because I had a ton of hospitality experience in resorts and restaurants. So I thought, and I had customer service experience, so I kind of drew a lot from that. That was a long-winded answer, but man, I wish they would bring Airbnb Open back. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring a TFVCon, and we're going to, that's what we're doing.
We are bringing TFVCon.
That's our live event, everybody. So get ready to mark your calendars.
And if you're like, yeah, what the heck is that? Don't worry. We haven't chatted much about it yet, but it's coming,
coming soon.
Well, I think what Bobby's wanting to know too is like, do you think it's a good idea? And obviously, here we'll level with you listeners. So Annette and I now have a membership. It's called Hosting Business Mastery Membership. It's been around for almost 3 years,
almost 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. And it is a paid membership. And this is where Annette and I have both come together and gotten our professional connections to also create content behind a paywall where we can get people who want to level up their businesses and invest in themselves professionally to come together and learn from each other, learn from our business, the way we've set it up. But then, of course, as they go to set things up, it's always very different for everyone.
Yep.
And we've seen the amazing things that can happen when we get like-minded business individuals to learn from a leader, but also to learn from each other.
Oh my gosh, I think Airbnb Open might have been 2016. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna have to fact check myself.
I think it was.
I think it was too, because I think I met you in 2018. I'm going 2016. Yeah. I'm in 2016.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yes, it has been a while.
It's been a while.
What Sarah's talking about, like this opportunity to learn, we don't care who you learn from. Well, maybe.
Yeah, Make sure they're.
We have feelings about who you're going to learn from, but anything that you do, you are now a small business owner.
Yeah.
You need continuing education. Things are changing quickly. And whether it's you follow someone online, you follow the news, even if it's just like getting alerts when Airbnb changes things, when your city changes things, but please, you need to be constantly learning and you need a community. Let's talk about the community aspect and how important that is, Sarah. Let's talk about when we started our small live event.
Oh, right. We did. So Annette and I met in 2018 and then very shortly after, because we are aggressive self-starters, we started a meetup here in Columbus. We used meetup.com and to get people to come together, but we started a meetup. We had speakers come out of our own pockets, got pizza and sodas and whatnot, and just got everyone in our area to come together just to be together and learn from each other. How are you doing things? How's your occupancy look? What's your favorite bed? We were just starving for people to communicate with.
Mm-hmm. I just fact checked myself. It was totally in 2016. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. It was 2016, everybody.
Yeah. So all of this to say, you're a short-term rental owner operator or you want to be, you are absolutely a candidate to invest in yourself and go to a conference. There are plenty now to join a mastermind like Bobby's talking about. We're kind of preaching to the choir because we want to say listen to podcasts
or
go to YouTube University if you must as your first step. Facebook groups, just make sure that you are surrounding yourself around people who are solution-based and not just griping, because as we all know, this is a tough industry. Every industry is tough. Any business is hard.
Yeah.
So just remember that while it's tough, there's always solutions. There's always ways to overcome and to always be learning.
Yeah. And I think we can learn so much from each other. That's what blows my mind about our group is like, there are rock star hosts in here that have been hosting for years, hundreds, if not thousands of reservations. And they're like, there's new stuff every single day that they are encountering and improving upon. And man, it's just fun to see all the wins in there.
So if you want to join our, we have a live workshop. It's hostmasterclass.com. We educate and then we open up the doors for you to join our mastermind. But if you just want to hop in and look to see what our mastermind's about, there is a video you can watch the top of the screen there.
We'll put the link.
But what's
that
the best
is,
one?
thanksforvisiting.me/join.
Great. J-O-I-N. Thanks for visiting me for it. We'll put that link in the show notes. Also, our workshop link in the show notes. And again, if it's not Annette and myself, if we annoy the heck out of you.
No, we don't annoy that.
Well, I just mean, if we're not the ones you learn from, to just know that there's a lot of opportunities out there. There's a lot of conferences going on, a lot of masterminds. Get involved.
Yeah.
Level up your education.
Let's do it. Great question, though.
With that, I am Sarah Carracane.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.